Ever wondered why some men seem to effortlessly captivate women while others struggle despite their best efforts? What if the key to attraction isn't about looks, wealth, or even confidence, but rather about understanding and manipulating the fundamental psychology of the female mind? The Shogun Method by Derek Rake has become something of an underground sensation among men seeking to master the art of female attraction. Unlike mainstream dating advice that focuses on self-improvement, Rake's controversial approach centers on exploiting psychological flaws in female cognition through mind control techniques. Endorsed by professional hypnotists and embraced by thousands of men worldwide, this system promises something few dating programs dare: the ability to make women fall in love in minutes rather than months. But be warned, once you understand these principles, there's no going back to seeing human interaction the same way again. At the core of the Shogun Method lies a fundamental truth that many find uncomfortable. All humans are manipulators by nature. This isn't a moral judgment, but rather a recognition of our evolutionary programming. Whether consciously or unconsciously, with good or bad intentions, we all manipulate our surroundings and the people in them to survive and thrive. From a child's cry to influence parental behavior to a colleague's strategic timing of requests, manipulation is woven into the fabric of human interaction. The first precondition for mastering female psychology is accepting this reality about yourself. If you want women to fall in love with you, you must manipulate them deliberately and in a controlled manner. This doesn't make you evil, it makes you human. The techniques themselves are amoral tools that can be used for creating genuine connections or for exploitation, depending on your intentions. Consider how parents manipulate children's behavior through rewards and consequences, or how teachers manipulate student engagement through carefully structured lessons. These are examples of positive manipulation. This perspective represents a radical departure from conventional dating wisdom that emphasizes authenticity and honesty above all else. But consider this. When you directly tell a woman you're interested in her, you're actually triggering her psychological defense mechanisms. The human brain naturally resists direct commands and obvious persuasion attempts. That's why the most effective influence happens below the threshold of conscious awareness. Think of how advertising works. The most successful campaigns don't explicitly tell you to buy. They create emotional associations and subtle desires. The second precondition follows naturally. You must conceal your intentions until the manipulation is complete. Women are biologically wired to reject direct proposals, not because they're being difficult, but because their evolutionary programming demands they test potential mates. By presenting your intentions subconsciously, you bypass these defense mechanisms entirely. Remember this principle. A woman cannot resist what she cannot detect. This mirrors natural courtship behavior seen throughout the animal kingdom, where subtle displays and indirect approaches often prove more successful than direct confrontation. This approach requires a fundamental shift in thinking. Instead of seeing manipulation as inherently negative, view it as a neutral tool that can create positive outcomes when used ethically. The most successful relationships often begin with skillful influence rather than blunt declarations of interest. Consider how the most charismatic people you know likely influence others without appearing manipulative. They create genuine connections through subtle social calibration, timing, and emotional intelligence. Understanding manipulation's role in human interaction allows you to move beyond simplistic moral judgments and instead focus on developing skills that can create meaningful connections. Like any powerful tool, from language to technology, the impact depends entirely on the user's intentions and execution. Master manipulators are often the ones who create the most value for others, whether they're effective leaders, skilled therapists, or loving partners. The foundation of effective seduction lies in understanding a critical truth. A woman's mind contains inherent psychological flaws that can be directly manipulated. This isn't about exploiting vulnerabilities in a harmful way, but rather about understanding the cognitive patterns that drive female attraction. The most significant of these patterns is the disconnect between conscious and unconscious desires. Women rarely know what they truly want. Their unconscious desires always overpower conscious ones. This explains why a woman might claim to want an ambitious man with direction, but then choose a directionless surfer over a Cambridge graduate with clear career goals. This isn't hypocrisy, it's simply that her unconscious preferences override her conscious criteria. This fundamental bug in female psychology means a woman cannot consciously choose who to fall in love with, despite believing she can. Her control over matters of the heart is entirely imaginary. Attraction just happens to her. Unlike men, whose attraction buttons are primarily triggered by visual and physical qualities, women are driven primarily by emotions. This means if you can evoke certain hot emotions in a woman, she'll feel immediate attraction without conscious thought. The implications are profound. Her attraction has nothing to do with you as a person. Only your actions and words matter. With this understanding, factors like looks and money become merely secondary considerations. The key is emotional manipulation. Women make decisions based on emotions rather than logic, then back-rationalize their choices. To access her attraction buttons, you must put her on an emotional roller coaster with both positive and negative emotions. This creates drama and excitement that builds emotional attachment. When you understand that women are emotionally driven creatures who cannot choose who they fall for, you gain unprecedented power in your interactions. The question becomes not whether you can make her fall for you, but whether you choose to exercise that power. Unlike Bruce Lee's flexible be-like-water philosophy, the Shogun method is deliberately rigid and inflexible. Built on unchanging psychological principles, attempting to adapt it only dilutes its effectiveness. The method works because it's based on fundamental truths about human nature that have remained constant throughout human evolution. At its core is the IRA model, a four-stage framework that guides the seduction process: intrigue, rapport, attraction, and enslavement. These stages must be followed sequentially. Skipping any step results in failure. This structured approach prevents overwhelm by focusing on one step at a time, allowing you to identify which stage you're in with a woman and apply only the relevant techniques. The first stage, intrigue, focuses on capturing and holding the target's attention. You have about 10 seconds to make an impact. Within this brief window, she'll already have unconsciously decided if she would sleep with you. The goal is to keep her mind engaged long enough for her rational defenses to lower. Once you've established intrigue, you'll have enough face time to build rapport before attraction begins. This stage can take minutes, days, or weeks depending on your goals. The danger lies in spending too much time here and getting stuck in the dreaded friend zone. After developing sufficient rapport, you can begin the attraction phase using specific mind control techniques that bridge from passing interest to deep attraction. Unlike pickup artist methods that jump straight to attraction, the Shogun method requires rapport first to create a foundation of trust. The final stage, enslavement, distinguishes the Shogun method from other seduction approaches. It gives you the ability to control a woman's mind and manipulate her emotions indefinitely. This step is optional and irreversible. Once applied, there's no way to undo the emotional dependency created. This power requires careful ethical consideration before use. The IRA model provides a clear roadmap for every interaction, eliminating guesswork and allowing you to methodically progress through each stage of seduction with precision and control. The importance of attention capture cannot be overstated. If you can hold a woman's attention long enough, she will eventually fall in love with you because her self-awareness fades and emotions take over. Seduction begins and ends with mental engagement. The female brain operates in either hot mode, intuitive, emotional decision-making, or cold mode, analytical, calculated thinking, never both simultaneously. As a seducer, you want to keep her brain continuously in hot mode, so her rational brain remains disengaged, making her more susceptible to emotional influence throughout the seduction process. Women take pleasure in encountering fresh, novel, and amusing things. During a first approach, her brain immediately activates hot mode, wondering, "Who is this guy? And is he different from others?" Once she believes she understands your motivations, she disengages. When the female brain solves the puzzle in front of her, she loses interest and looks for the next challenge. This is where the cliffhanger technique becomes powerful. Leaving a story unfinished, just as it reaches its climax, creates intrigue through unanswered questions that drive women crazy trying to figure out the resolution. This keeps her attention firmly fixed on you, preventing her from switching to cold mode, where she might analyze and reject your advances. A good intrigue story is never linear, but contains multiple subplots that add conflict and color. Within the first 5 minutes of interaction, create many conversational threads, so when one dries up, you can switch to another fresh thread. This prevents her from fully processing any single element, keeping her perpetually engaged. The approach is critical, with success determined in the first seconds. Intrigue pings create immediate engagement by breaking the typical bland question-answer pattern that makes conversations fall flat. Examples include phrases like, "I shouldn't ask you this, but," or contextual comments specific to your location. Unlike rigid pickup lines that make men seem robotic, intrigue pings initiate natural conversation flow where she carries equal weight. Great interactions follow random patterns, mixing questions, statements, interjections, and commands rather than predictable structures. The goal is letting her seduce herself rather than forcing rehearsed lines that trigger her defenses. Rapport building begins with a counterintuitive insight. It's entirely within your control. How people respond to you is merely a reflection of what you project. If you're comfortable with yourself, others will feel at ease in your presence. If you're anxious, they'll mirror that discomfort back to you. The rapport development model operates sequentially like the IRA model, requiring you to maintain control while staying within boundaries where the woman remains in hot cognitive mode rather than cold. The process focuses on eliciting her values to understand her core needs, which makes attraction much easier in the next phase. Mirroring is the most powerful body language technique in mind control seduction, exploiting a woman's inability to consciously filter nonverbal familiarity signals. Copy her gestures, expressions, and movements with a 3-second delay to avoid detection. Match her breathing rhythm, posture, verbal tics, speech patterns, and even her mood. Rather than trying to cheer up a woman in a bad mood, empathize and match her emotional state first before gradually shifting to a more positive state. The social calibration system helps you accurately gauge rapport progress through observable signals, changes in breathing pattern, slowing of heartbeat, relaxation of facial muscles, changes in swallowing rate, shifts in vocal tonality, alterations in blinking rate, reduced mobility, increased passive responsiveness, pupil enlargement, and subtle muscle twitches. These signals indicate she's entering a receptive state, making her more open to suggestion. Unlike conventional dating advice, the Shogun method makes women do the rapport building work by using conversational hooks, deliberately incomplete stories that create information gaps and compel women to ask questions. This technique has two advantages. The harder she works to build rapport, the more she'll value you, and it prevents you from appearing desperate. By telling intriguing but incomplete stories in a casual tone, you exploit her cognitive dissonance, her discomfort with unresolved questions. This makes her actively pursue information from you, effectively letting her seduce herself while you maintain control of the interaction. The anti-demand tactic exploits another fundamental flaw in female psychology. Demands trigger automatic resistance, while anti-demands create desire to pursue. rather than making direct requests that give women power to refuse, recover from potential rejection by backing off gracefully. This shifts power dynamics in your favor by tapping into women's natural drive toward men who make anti-demands rather than direct requests. Attraction is the third phase of the IRE model, building upon the foundation of intrigue and rapport. While many try to attract women immediately upon approach, this is a critical mistake. Attraction can only be effectively built after establishing rapport. The seduction process is a straight line that cannot be rushed or improvised. Women are psychologically programmed to resist direct seduction attempts. This fundamental flaw in female psychology means that the harder you push, the harder she'll resist. This explains why overtly stating your intentions fails. Women instinctively push back against direct male instructions. In dating, you must choose between being an honest loser or a successful manipulator. Women also instinctively chase what they can't have. Research confirms this forbidden fruit phenomenon. When shown the same man's picture, only 59% of women expressed interest when told he was single, while 90% wanted to pursue him when told he was married. This psychological flaw makes women desire what seems unattainable. The attraction development model, ADM, exploits these two fundamental flaws. 1. Women resist overt seduction attempts, so you must entice her covertly so she can't detect and resist your advances. 2. Women chase what runs away, so you must repel her to create space for her to pursue you. Like the rapport development model, ADM provides a roadmap to increase your desirability from moderate to high through alternating entice and repel actions. Implanted commands allow you to covertly insert ideas into a woman's mind by speaking to her in the way she talks to herself. When you do this, her subconscious believes these thoughts are her own. Women may doubt what you tell them directly, but never doubt their own conclusions. By controlling her imagination, you control her thoughts, emotions, and actions. After enticing a woman with implanted commands, you must also push her away to deepen attraction. While conventional wisdom suggests men should chase and women should resist, the Shogun method teaches that men must both entice and repel. Enticement alone makes women uncomfortable, but pushing her away intensifies attraction while temporarily disabling her self-defense mechanisms. To devalidate effectively, use mixed signals with the verbal structure positive emotion plus negative emotion. I kinda like you, but I'm really not sure. Or, you're pretty fun to be with, maybe because you're weird and you giggle like a little girl. Body language can communicate disinterest more powerfully than words. Face your body away from her while she faces you, or occasionally gaze away as if losing interest. The key indicator of success is when she actively tries to regain your attention by repositioning herself to face you. This shows the fear of loss is motivating her to work for your validation. Once you've successfully seduced your target, the next challenge is ensuring the connection remains unbroken. A woman is always vulnerable to seduction by men with higher level mind control skills than yours. To preserve your bond after creating intrigue, developing rapport, and building attraction, you have two options. Either bet on her willpower to resist temptation, often futile, or enslave her emotionally so she remains yours for as long as you desire. Emotional segregation creates a barrier separating your target from outside influences. This tactic mirrors how cults, religions, and even business organizations isolate their members from non-believers. After successfully segregating your target, you must immediately introduce comforting elements that remain completely under your control. Creating powerful shared experiences, both positive and negative, forms extraordinary bonds. Negative experiences often create stronger connections than positive ones, as humans bond deeply during challenging situations. Advanced practitioners deliberately introduce disasters during dates to create compelling shared experiences. This exploits the female mind's hidden addiction for drama, making the relationship more memorable than perfect dates. Sharing secrets with a woman confirms she's special to you. When these secrets remain exclusively between you two, you create a powerful bond that strengthens over time. This nurtures commitment while reducing outside influences, particularly neutralizing those attempting to use boyfriend destroyer techniques on her. The prophecy tactic involves predicting what will happen when she interacts with others. For example, telling her she's free to see another man, but prophesizing she'll discover increasingly undesirable traits about him. This creates a win-win situation. If she stays, you win. If she leaves but discovers your prediction was true and returns, you still win. As relationships progress, predictability increases, while desirability may decrease. Injecting unpredictability by implying interest in another woman can reverse this trend. Never state this explicitly. Instead, become more detached, appear bored in her presence, reduce meeting frequency, or cancel dates last minute. Let her sense something's wrong and allow her imagination to work for you. Soon, she'll want to possess you completely, eliminating any doubts about you. The ultimate enslavement technique, the Black Rose sequence, combines everything learned throughout the Shogun method. It consists of four petals: fractionation, alternating between building and breaking rapport; anchoring, connecting emotional states to physical gestures; alter ego creation, installing dual identities; and transmutation, attacking multiple senses simultaneously. This powerful combination creates an emotional addiction that's nearly impossible to break. Fractionation, the holy grail of covert seduction, was discovered through a hypnotist's observation that clients entered trance more easily with each subsequent visit. By taking a woman into and out of trance repeatedly, you create emotional addiction. This technique shortens the seduction process from weeks to minutes. The core principle involves invoking alternating states of happiness and sadness in quick succession. Like best-selling authors and Hollywood scriptwriters who put readers into trance with each chapter, you can make women addicted to you through emotional roller coasters. However, there's a warning. There's no undo button for fractionation's effects, and emotional damage is possible if used irresponsibly. To seduce using fractionation, invoke alternating states of happiness and sadness repeatedly and quickly. The Joker seduction of Harley Quinn demonstrates this masterfully, first building intrigue with a rose and creating an us-against-the-world frame, before alternating between negative emotions, my father beat me up badly, and positive ones, one time I saw Dad really happy. This emotional roller coaster culminates with a shocking negative drop, then he broke my nose, that deepens the emotional impact. Fractionation requires focused storytelling using the simple roller coaster technique, a conflict, resolution, plateau, conflict cycle that creates emotional highs and lows. This fundamental storytelling approach doesn't require professional writing skills, just an understanding of emotional pacing. For beginners, conversational fractionation offers an easier approach than storytelling. Instead of prepared stories, alternate questions between present and future. What do you do for a living? Present. Is that what you've always wanted to do? Future. What do you like about your current job? Present. Imagine doing what you've always wanted. How would you feel? Future. When she describes positive feelings, anchor them to yourself. Negative feelings should be anchored away from you. Fractionation can even be nonverbal through location changes. Move back and ask her to come closer, then move across the room, take her outside, then to another venue. Each movement deepens her pattern of following you, creating a physical manifestation of the fractionation principle. The power of this technique cannot be overstated. It creates an emotional dependency similar to addiction. Just as a drug addict experiences increasingly intense withdrawal symptoms between doses, a woman subjected to fractionation experiences increasingly powerful emotional responses with each cycle. This is why the technique must be used ethically and responsibly, with full awareness of its lasting impact on the recipient's emotional well-being. The Shogun method presents a stark ethical choice. Use these powerful psychological techniques for creating genuine connections or for exploitation. The methods themselves are amoral, neither inherently good nor evil, but their application carries significant ethical weight. Throughout the system, there's an underlying recognition that with great power comes great responsibility. The warning that karma always returns serves as a reminder that manipulation for purely selfish ends often leads to negative consequences for the manipulator. The techniques that create the deepest emotional bonds, like the Black Rose sequence, come with explicit cautions about their potential to harm when used incorrectly. What makes these methods particularly potent is that they operate on unconscious psychological patterns that have evolved over thousands of years. Unlike conventional dating advice that focuses on surface-level attraction, the Shogun method targets the fundamental cognitive structures that govern human emotional responses. This is why the results can be so dramatic and why the ethical stakes are so high. The system repeatedly emphasizes that these techniques create real emotional responses that cannot be easily undone. The enslavement phase, in particular, creates dependencies that may last indefinitely. This raises profound questions about consent and autonomy that each practitioner must wrestle with individually. Perhaps the most ethical application of these principles is in creating and maintaining genuine relationships where both parties benefit. By understanding the psychological mechanisms that create attraction and emotional bonding, it's possible to nurture connections that might otherwise wither through ignorance of these fundamental human dynamics. The ultimate ethical test may be this. Does applying these techniques lead to greater happiness and fulfillment for both parties, or does it serve only the practitioner at the expense of the other? The answer to this question determines whether the Shogun method becomes a tool for manipulation or a pathway to deeper human connection.